My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, so sometimes we get into the weeds here, man. Like, and it's good a lot of times because we can give our listeners and we can talk to people over at NRG and in the organization about, you know, some of the details and some of the small stuff that can make a big difference for the Houston Texans this year. We've talked today about, like, what if they get there and all that stuff. We talk about, like, Damian Pierce and being the second running back and being something and Cade Stover, and that's all important, and we're gonna talk about that. But I kind of feel like we're not sleeping on this because he's the franchise, CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
But have we even mentioned, hey bro, we haven't seen CJ Stroud on a football field since Baltimore.
Yeah, I think I want to say we sleeping on him, but I feel like we already consider that it's about to go on season two.
Yeah.
Like, this is his second season. Mm-hmm. Last year was his rookie year.
Yeah.
And so I think me personally too, I just assume, like, okay, lost to Baltimore.
Yeah.
It was a good season, but this year it's about to go on now. Like, he's gonna continue.
So tonight you're gonna see CJ Stroud for the first time. And I feel like, you know, as much as we talk about the receivers and people are now calling them the triplets and all this other stuff, you're going to get to see the quarterback that could maybe take you to really, really special places. I kind of want to go back a little bit, and Chris Santiago put this together, to realize what we have here and maybe really just appreciate what we're on the brink of.
Stroud talking to his teammates. 3rd and 3 from the Houston 32. CJ in the gun. 1 back. Boom. CJ gets the snap. Here comes the blitz. CJ firing downfield to his right. And Tank has it at the 40, the 30, the 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Tank Dell to the house.
Wow.
68 yards. The rookie scores. 3rd and 7 from the Texans 48. Stroud shotgun. Motor in the backfield with him. CJ gets the snap. CJ throwing downfield and caught by Nico. 25-20. Breaks a tackle. 15-10-5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Houston. CJ Stroud with more third down magic to the end zone. Here we go with Schultz motioning to the left. Stroud under center. Here's a little drop back and a pass to Brevin Jordan. Right side across the 35. Cuts inside 40. 50. The 40. Right sideline. He's going to go all the way. Brevin Jordan to the end zone.
No flags. Touchdown.
My goodness. The Texans go 76 yards in one play to retake the lead on Cleveland. First down from the Houston 25-yard line. Devin Singletary in the backfield. CJ under center with Nico Collins to the wide side left. And Schultz in motion to that side. CJ calls him out. CJ will throw on the first play for the Texans. Steps up. Fires deep down the field. And caught by Nico Collins at the 20. 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Houston. 75 yards on the opening play. Hello, Indy.
Unreal.
Hello, Indy.
Hey, I can't wait to hear them calls.
Dude, I'm telling
season,
you,
man.
Like, I was like, before this show, I was like, dude, we're going to see CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Like we're going to see, you know, we talk about other stuff all we want. We've never had that. You can talk about, hell, go back to the Oilers day, Warren Moon, Hall of Famer. Warren Moon was never like, that guy is, I mean, he was, like I said, he's a Hall of Famer. I'm not trying to downplay, but like, he was already a veteran when he got here because he played in Canada and all that stuff. Yeah. Like a young stud where you're going, that guy is going to take him to a Super Bowl. Steve McNair, they ended up leaving, you know? You can talk about Matt Schaub. Never really thought he was the guy. He was good. Never really thought he was the guy. Deshaun Watson. You kind of danced around with the idea, but you had, you know, numbskull as the coach. and there was never really that feeling that they could get there. This is the first time that we got a quarterback that, like, everyone in the NFL is saying, that dude is going to take him there.
Yeah, not only that, though. This is like the one quarterback that you drafted. That's yours.
Yes.
It's not like you ain't picking up a has-been or somebody that was bouncing around and you bringing him in, see what he got and all that stuff. That was kind of the conversation with Kansas City and when they got Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they had some quarterbacks. They had some legendary quarterbacks, but it was more of like the Montana's later in his career, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But for you to draft your quarterback, your franchise quarterback, early on like that, and now it's like, okay, this is the guy, and we could probably have like a good 12 to 15 year run with this guy.
Yeah.
And you know, for the Texans, this is year two.
Mm-hmm.
This is year two out of how many left?
Exactly.
So that's a better feeling than and knowing this is the guy.
Yeah.
This is not like a Matt Schaub where he's like, this guy's good. He's good, but I don't know how far it could take us.
Yeah, look, let's put it very bluntly, and this is kind of counterintuitive to a lot of the things we talk about on this show, and in fact, some of the things we're going to talk on this show today, like all the little minutiae, all the things that about the defense and the offense. Let's just be honest here. In the big picture, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters but C.J. Stroud, and you're going to get to see him for the first time since last season tonight. And it's gonna be damn exciting to see where they go from here.
Yeah, and I know it's preseason, and he probably gonna play maybe one or two series, but I'm just super fired up to see what he got in year two, because he didn't play like a rookie last year. I don't care what nobody say.
Yeah.
He ain't played like a rookie last year. So I'm just hoping he gained more experience in the offseason and just learned more things. Where year two is going to be like a Patrick Mahomes type of year where, you know, he going year two, year three blazing, where maybe we could talk about an MVP or something like that. I know I'm getting ahead of myself.
No, we're all getting ahead of ourselves. That's part of the deal when you got a squad like this, you got a quarterback like that.
He has such a good rookie year where I think the sky is the limit.
Mm-hmm. So perfect world is that.
Yeah.
Perfect world is you know, he's everything we thought he was going to be, and he's that this year. And D'Amico Ryans always says it, and Nick Caserio always says it. Oh, we, you know, words have never won a championship. No, that's true. But when we watch C.J. Stroud today, that's why I said earlier, like, the offense was clicking without a game plan, without, you know, anything, and Davis Mills at quarterback last week. I kind of want to just see like a dart, you know, or a big play, or evading the rush and making a play, because it's about the quarterback. It's about C.J. Stroud. You know, so many other things are important, but it's all about that guy. And my perfect scenario is I believe they're going to play a lot of close games. I've said that a bunch of times this year in the regular season with just the terrific quarterbacks they're facing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I think, like, we're going to know that CJ Stroud is the guy when he wins those close games against Aaron Rodgers, against Lamar Jackson, against Josh Allen, against all these guys. It's a CJ Stroud year, and it starts today.
Yeah, and I'm all here for it, man. Yeah. I think he's going to take that next step. I was very confident in him last year, and he did his thing against the Browns in the playoffs. And I know he got more in the tank, man. I know he's just getting started. And even last year too, man, I felt like the offense, I felt like he didn't have a lot of weapons on the offense like you would have thought, man. I don't think they thought he was going to be that good.
There were surprises, but you had Noah Brown.
I mean, outside of Nico Collins and Tank Dell, that was a surprise too. I didn't think he was going to come out guns blazing like that.
Yeah.
But now you add Stephon Diggs and you add Joe Mixon, I think he can do a lot with this offense, and I can't wait to see what Bobby Slowick do.
Yeah, and the confidence, you know, the offseason to me, we weren't watching him play. We're going to watch him for the first time tonight. But I kind of feel like C.J. Stroud, like confidence-wise, he's always been a confident quarterback, but he's more public with it now. He called himself a killer sitting next to Micah Parsons. Now, you might say that's a little cocky or whatever. I think he just feels like, I am the dude. Like this, I have translated it and gotten better from Ohio State. And that alone is kind of what I want to see. Like that swagger, whatever you want to call it. But he walks, everything was new last year, and nothing is going to be, or very little is going to be new this year. So I feel like we've already seen some development in him in terms of like, he just has that aura of a quarterback that can get it done, you know?
Yeah, and that's what this team needed, man. Yeah. This team needed somebody like that can come in and just take over and be that leader, that leader of men. And I think he riled this team up where, you know, they were super confident going into this season, man. I wasn't really that confident. I had them winning maybe about 4 or 5 games, but I was dead wrong, man. And I'm fine with being dead wrong about that. I think if it wasn't for him, man, I think a lot of people probably still wouldn't be talking about this team. I don't know if a lot of people would be excited about this team.
Absolutely.
He brought new life to this team and got this team to the playoffs.
Yeah. I'm getting a little bit of pushback on the Warren Moon thing.
I see, man.
And I don't want that to be interpreted that way. Warren Moon was
the hell you talking
awesome.
About, Lopez?
He was awesome. But we played the heartbreak earlier. Somebody said, hey, hold on. Moon has took us to an AFC championship. No, he didn't. Didn't take you to the AFC championship game. You can't, you know, rewrite history here. But, you know, there's some, I get it. You know, a lot of people have that connection with the Love You Blue Oilers. Hell, I do. I'm just here to tell you, like, one of the things that about me covering sports in Houston for 35 years now, it's going to be 35 years on January 1st, is I was actually there. Like, I was there. I covered the team. I watched the team. And I'm not trying to preach. All I'm telling you is you never felt that with Warren Moon. You thought he was really good. He was a big numbers guy. And maybe part of it was a lot of people didn't believe in the run-and-shoot offense, and it ended up coming back and biting them in the ass in Buffalo. The run-and-shoot offense was a bigger reason of why they lost that game as anything, because they couldn't run the damn ball. Because everything was short passes and they didn't have anybody to run. So you never felt that with Warren Moon. I'm not disrespecting him. I love him. I got to know him. He's a Hall of Famer. All I'm saying is that feeling. So let me ask then, what is your feeling about C.J. Stroud? 713-572-4610. I'm not trying to be preachy. I'm telling you, I was there.
Yeah.
I followed this team. I was in Buffalo. Hell, we were just talking with Andy. When they took that lead going into the second half or early in the second half, I went to the back of the press box and started making calls to my travel agent. That's how you did travel back then. Like, hey, give me a ticket to Pittsburgh, you know? And then it collapsed. You never had that feeling that you have now with C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, and I don't want to be the Will Ashley guy and probably piss some people off. But technically, Warren Moon didn't play for this franchise that's here right now.
That's true.
Hey, man, ask him yourself. He going to say, hey, Tennessee, he going to defend his Tennessee Titans.
But it is
now.
Houston. I mean, I feel it.
Yeah. I got you. But, yeah. But, yeah, no, I see what you mean. Like, and it's definitely no disrespect
it's
to Warren
feeling.
Moon. He a legend. He a Houston legend.
Like,
but CJ Stroud, this is somebody you drafted,
mm-hmm.
and you knew from the rookie year that this is the guy right here.
Yeah,
and this is the guy that ain't going nowhere anytime soon.
Yeah,
and so that's a really good feeling, man.
It you just hit it. Like, to me, it's a feeling. Like, I feel like this guy is it, and we're gonna be able to catch a glimpse today, and it starts today. And then we're gonna go from there and see how far he can take it.
And then even I'm looking at the a text from the 713. He said Deshaun Watson was dynamic. Bill O'Brien was the problem then.
Yes.
And that's the other thing that feel good about this.
Mm-hmm.
You have a really good head coach in D'Amico Ryans. So it's not like you got C.J. Stroud, but Bill O'Brien is calling the plays.
Yeah.
And it's like a Debbie Downer. No, you have D'Amico Ryans, who's a damn good head coach, at least in his first year.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's nothing to look at like, oh, you got C.J. Stroud, but this is the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Everything is looking good, man. So, I totally get how people can say, oh, Super Bowl or AFC Championship. I can see why people feel good about this, because even with Deshaun Watson, I thought he was really good here, but I just didn't feel the confidence that he can get out of Bill O'Brien's way.
No, you're absolutely right. That's as big a part as anything. Like, even with Warren Moon, I just mentioned it. You're like, can this run and shoot offense win a Super Bowl? It looked like they were on their way, but they couldn't run the damn ball. And there were questions, you know, about coaching back then. There were fights among coordinators back then. Then you move forward, and you got Deshaun Watson, cool, but you had Bill O'Brien, you know, and then there was even the Schaub years. You were like, this is a squad. I mean, that was as talented as you could find, but was Matt Schaub, did he have that extra, you know, that feeling like I talked about?
Can this guy get you through the playoffs?
Yeah. And here you got the head coach, you got the general manager, you got the complimentary pieces, and you got a quarterback that can take you there. Like, it's a feeling with C.J. Stroud. I'm really excited, and you know this, Figgy. I mean, we've been working together long enough. Like, I'm not gonna say this is a Super Bowl team if I don't feel like it's a Super Bowl team. I'll let you know on the Super Bowl, but I know they're capable of making that kind of run. I know it.
Yeah, I know it too. And you know, like I said, I'm scared to say Super Bowl because of PTSD.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't be surprised if they get close.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't sit there and say, man, they overachieved.
Yeah.
Nah, man, I think it's very possible. I think they can beat anybody outside of maybe one or two teams.
Yeah.
So they have a really good chance.
No, it's I just wanted to bring that up. Hey guys, number seven's on the field tonight.
Yeah.
You may get a little excited to see old number seven out there, because a lot of people haven't even seen him.
Yeah.
This year. We've seen him at practice. We've seen him, you know, some of these scrimmages and stuff, but haven't even seen him yet.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.